This is an explanation for the Jazz warm-up. I like this warm-up because a lot of times when we study a certain style, staying stylistically true can sometimes be a problem, or staying polished with the mechanics that have to do with that particular style. And in jazz, that would be just the basic comping that we do underneath soloists or underneath the head of a tune while it's being played. And so we can take a couple of these very common comping patterns and we can put them into our warm-up, and that way we're always brushing up on them as well. I really like this one to work on touch with the instrument. So we want to make sure that we're playing this very subtly, as we would like ghost notes within a groove. We want to make sure that we're not pounding on the kick drum. We want to make sure that we're playing that we're playing it softly, that we're playing it tastefully. Within jazz, you can hear the tone of the drum, so if you stick the beater in the drum or you bring it off the head, that affects how that sounds. So just kind of be aware of how you're playing these particular patterns. It's not just getting the rhythms, it's actually getting the style. Now, another way that I like to do this warm-up is I actually like to play along to a jazz song, a jazz standard. And what I'll do is I'll pick like a slow one, I'll pick a fast one, play it at different tempos, because you need to be able to play all of these different patterns at different tempos. So it doesn't matter if it's slow or fast. You may want to pick a slow song and then go to a fast one. And what I'll do is, if the song gets over before I get done with the exercise, then I'll actually just restart the song and keep going with the exercise. That helps me practice my feel and hear those patterns within the song, so I'm always practicing musically. Now, as far as this goes, the way it's laid out is we have essentially five different melodies, and then we have five different comping patterns. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that comping pattern, and then I'm going to play through all of those melodies. So I'm going to take comping pattern one, and I'm going to play through melodies A, B, C, D, E, etc. and so forth. We'll go on to comping pattern two and then play through all five of the melodies. And so we're going to make sure that we go through and cover all the melodies with these comping patterns. Now, why are these melodies important? Well, the melodies are more like what we'll be doing with comping. Rarely will you sit there and go over and over. It's more like going to be something like this. So it's going to be much more something like that rather than... That's great to get the feel for it. So we want to be going into those comping patterns and then coming out of them into these melodies. So let's look at the first comping pattern. Let's study the comping patterns first. Comping pattern number one is simply going to be kick left, left, or whatever hand you're using to comp on the snare drum. So it's going to be in triplet format. So one la li, two la li, three la li, four la li. Now, if you're not accustomed to doing the jazz swing pattern yet, then we can just do quarters there and that'll be fine. If you can, chang chang a lang it, which is one, ba ba doom, ba ba doom, ba. So one lolly, two lolly, three lolly, four. If you can do that, on top of that, that's eventually what we want to get to. So I'm going to play my jazz ride pattern. That's going to be comping pattern one. Moving on to comping pattern two. It's going to be the reverse of that, so the two snare hits come first. Comping pattern three is going to be the inversion of that pattern, so snare, kick, snare. You'll notice in your hand that's a shuffle pattern. Get that with quarter notes. Again, if you're wanting to learn swing, you can only do quarter notes. That's okay. Build up to the others with the comping patterns. Or maybe there's a pattern that you can only do quarter notes with. You can do the swing pattern with the rest of them. That's okay. We'll build up to it. Again, this takes some time to learn this. Okay, and then we go to our fourth comping pattern. That's going to be snare, snare, kick, kick, snare, snare, kick, kick, over and over. But that's going to be in a triplet fashion. So it's going to take a whole measure to resolve that. So do we want to add the jazz ride pattern? And comping pattern number 5 is the reverse of that. Kick, kick, left, left. Now, what we want to do is then put those with the melody. So I'm going to play comping pattern 1, and I'm going to play that 4 to 8 times, whichever one you want. You can do 16 bars. If you do it 8 times, the demonstration I do was at, it was in half times, like 55 BPM. So that'd been like 110 BPM is what I was playing that at in swing. So we can do it any way we want, as long as you do a consistent number of bars. So in the demonstration, I do 8 bars. And we're going to go with comping pattern, number 1, and then we'll go with melody the first melody. So the first melody is going to be in 8th notes, and a kick drum comes on 1. Remember, we're swinging this. The and of 1 is a snare drum. Rest the downbeat of 2. The and of 2 is a kick drum. Then we have 3, which is 3 and 4 on the kick drum and on the snare drum. You see how I'm embellishing a little bit? That's totally fine for you to do. What I also want you to do is I want you to take these. So I'm playing in the demonstration. I play it all on the snare drum. But I actually want you to begin to take this around the kit. So maybe you're playing the comping pattern. Then you have little melodies going on between the toms. Now, you don't have to add that. You can just do it strictly on the snare. But eventually, we'll want to start growing this and beginning to think in melodic terms. So think in, okay, involving my toms, making a melody, making, saying something. Or it could just be one. So a repeating melody. Whatever you want to do with that. Again, use your creativity, but let's learn the basics first. Then we're going to go on to melody B. Melody B, starting on 1, comes with a triplet, so it's going to be left, left, kick. Then on the and of 2, we have a snare hit. So the downbeat of 3 is on a kick drum, and the downbeat of 4 is on a snare drum. These don't need to be complex. That's why I made them sparse. We have a tendency to fill everything up, and I wanted there to be some space there in this whenever we do these melodies. So, 1. Feel free to add accents, whatever you want to do to spice that up. Now, let's go on to C. That was melody B. Melody C, we're going to rest the downbeat of one and the downbeat of three. They're going to look the same, and we just play the second and third triplet partial. So one, two. Then on two, we play the downbeat on the kick drum and the and on the snare drum. One, two. And lastly, we play the and of four on the kick drum. All right, now let's look at the next melody. That's going to be melody D. And melody D, we're going to play two downbeats on the snare drum, so one and then two, and then the upbeats of three and four. This one has a lot of space and has no low end, no kick drum. Remember, in swing, the kick drum is not the most important voice, so sometimes it's just going to be left down. So one, and then we have the last melody, which is going to be E. On the snare drum, we have one and two. The and of two is on the kick drum. Three and four, and the and of four is on the kick is on the snare drum. So as I'll demonstrate, you would play something like this. And then we would go into the melody B. So we essentially go one, then to A, then back to one, then the B, one C, one D, one E. Then we go to two, two A, two B, two C, two D, two E, then to three, so forth and so on. Again, we're playing them 4 to 8 bars each. If you do them about 8 bars, it's going to take you between 14 and 15 minutes to get through this exercise. If you want to cut that time in half, do them 4 bars a piece. Okay, but make sure that we're doing them in set numbers of bars and practicing in a music. And if you're practicing along to a jazz standard, which I would suggest doing, if you're practicing to that, many of those are laid out in 4-bar phrases. So it may be an 8-bar phrase on the head, and then or the A section may be 8 bars, the B section may be 8 bars. So you'll be able to actually line your exercise up with the song that you're playing. So there's a lot of songs that do that. So that's going to be what I would consider the jazz warm-up. It's going to work on your feel. It's going to work on your comping patterns. And then it's going to work on your melodic phrasing within the swing pattern. And I would suggest you begin to, once you get accustomed to it, you're like, okay, I'm rocking and rolling with this. Start moving it around the drum set. And that way we start to warm up the whole drum kit. Don't forget dynamics. Don't forget articulation. Don't forget groove. All of those things are super important whenever we're going through these warm-ups. We don't just want to warm up our limbs. We want to warm up our mind. We want to warm up our musicality too.